Morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Jo DeMarais in memory of Edith Maeda. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Hojo.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to White Way Radio. Today is August 15, which means it is Obon. In Hawaii, we start to observe Obon from June. So, there are some differences in dates between Japan and Hawaii. Also, this year's Obon is somewhat different. Due to COVID-19, we couldn't have bondances at the temples, but we are able to get together online and have a statewide Honganji online bondance tonight at 7 p.m. on YouTube. Please check Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's YouTube channel. I hope everybody enjoys it. Obon is my favorite temple event. It is also a great opportunity to listen to Amida Buddha's teachings and remember those who have passed the Nembutsu teachings to us. Speaking of that, I was influenced greatly by my grandmother, who passed away 2 years ago. She was born in Kyoto, Japan, which meant she was a city girl. Her family owned a business, and she took many classes. She had a tea ceremony and flower arrangement teacher's license and graduated from dress making school. I heard that she had 3 offers to get married from rich families, but my grandmother's grandmother was a strong Higashi Honganji member and said, "Since you are being asked to marry a temple minister, please go there." She got married to my grandfather and moved to Wakayama later. Wakayama is way countryside in Japan. After moving to Wakayama, she had a hard time because there was no water line. She had to get water from the river and had no heater in the winter. She also didn't have any friends or relatives in Wakayama, but had uncompetitive spirits. So, she never gave up and saved money and raised 3 kids who all became teachers. My grandfather passed away when my father was still a college student. My grandfather was sick in his later years and couldn't officiate services. So, My grandmother took a correspondence course from Honganji and got her tokudo ordination and did temporal work until my father graduated from college. Without her hard work and effort, my home temple would not have survived until today. My grandmother didn't talk much about her hard experiences to me. But when I heard these stories, one Shinran Shonin's poems came to my mind. He said, "The ocean of birth and death, of painful existence has no bound. Only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we who have long been drawing unfailingly be brought across it. We experience many happy and difficult things in our life." Shinran Shonin used a metaphor to talk about this world, the ocean of birth and death, of painful existence. Amida Buddha saw our lives, strongly wished to save all of them, and contemplate for 5 kalpas. As a result, he established the 48 vows to save all living beings. Amida Buddha established this vow and fulfilled it. Thus, Shinran Shonin continued, "Only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we, who have long been drawing unfailingly, be brought across it." In many religions, metaphors of ships or boats are used. In Japanese, ship or boat is called fune. When we write fune in kanji, there are 2 ways to write it. Do you know what the differences are between these 2 kanji? The first one means a boat or small ship. Other one means a big ship. When Shinran Shonin talks about Amida Buddha's working, he used the word ship. He tried to talk about the unlimited capacity of a ship. Amida Buddha means immeasurable life and light. Through his immeasurable working, he will take all living beings to their pure land without any requirements, because the requirements are fulfilled by Amida Buddha, not us. What we do is listen to Amida Buddha's calling voice, which is, "I accept you just as you are. I'm always with you. Even though all people may abandon you, I will never abandon you. Please call my name, Namo Amida Buddha." When I think about Amida Buddha's calling voice, I remember my grandmother's later years. My grandmother started to get dementia about 5 years before she passed away. One day, my father asked her, "Do you know who I am?" She responded with, my grandfather's name. However, the Nembutsu wasn't away from her life. She put her hands together in gassho and said, Nammandabu, 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 and bowed towards to the temple many, many times a day. Amida Buddha's working went through her, and the Nembutsu came from her mouth naturally. I still remember what she did, and these actions guided me to the Nembutsu path. Even when we forget about Amida Buddha is always concerned about us, like a precious child. When we listen to Amida Buddha's calling voice, we can live this life fully until the last moment. In this time of Obon, let's keep listening to Amida Buddha's teachings and recite the Nembutsu together. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Hojo, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ili'honganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 16, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Jo DeMare, and our speaker, Reverend Hojo of West Kauai Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.